Day after the federal parliament passed legislation to launch a trial of the government's cashless welfare card, there are still questions over how it will actually work. The trial will begin in the South Australian town of Ceduna next February, and that's being welcomed by many local leaders, including the mayor. But the government has not yet clarified the benchmarks for assessing the success of the trial. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
From February, around 900 people from Ceduna and surrounding areas will be using a welfare debit card. It will mean 80% of welfare payments are delivered via the cashless card, which can't be used on alcohol or gambling. The Mayor of Ceduna, Alan Souter, has praised politicians for passing the legislation to allow the trial.
Probably wasn't an easy decision for some MPs because of the fact that it does restrict some people's rights. So it's a very courageous and landmark decision, and one which will help a lot of people, I believe. We've seen too many people die young. We don't want to see that again.
But there is some concern about how successful the trial will be. Around two-thirds of participants are expected to be Indigenous. Sue Tilley is the manager of Aboriginal Policy and Advocacy at Uniting Communities in South Australia. She says there needs to be more detail about how the trial will be measured.
I think in the absence of clear indicators and measures of the impact of the card on communities, there's a real danger that the trial is primarily for the purposes of government sort of ironing out any technical glitches and issues prior to rolling out the card to other communities.
Do you think that there is potential of this sort of a system to help people who are struggling with drugs or alcohol addictions?
Well, I think the important thing is to have associated support services for people. In and of itself, I don't think the card is going to be particularly helpful. People who have an addiction or will find cash. They'll, you know, go and buy a microwave and sell it and get cash for grog or for drugs. So I think that the critical part of the picture is to have support services in place. So, for example, the residential rehab centre in Ceduna really needs to be up and running and ready to take in additional clients who are on the Healthy Welfare Card.
The Parliamentary Secretary to the Prime Minister, Alan Tudge, has been leading the negotiations on the trial. He says support measures like the rehabilitation centre will be open in the town before the trial begins. He says plans for assessing the success of the trial are also in place.
So we'll have a full evaluation undertaken. Now, that will consist of some qualitative assessment, i.e. interviewing people on the ground, as well as some quantitative assessment of the raw data and how they are changing. We'll be looking at things like domestic violence rates, the hospitalisation rates from assaults, and things like that.
At what level of success will decide whether this gets rolled out elsewhere?
We would like to see a demonstrable reduction in the level of social harm which is caused by alcohol, drug and gambling abuse. That's our ambition. And so we'll be tracking those statistics to give us an indication as to whether or not that occurs.
So is there a guarantee here that if it doesn't work in these trial communities, it won't be rolled out further?
Well, I'm hopeful and I'm confident that this will be successful. We've been thinking about this for a long time. We've co-designed the trial with the community leaders on the ground. And so we believe that this will have a demonstrable impact on those social harms.
I know a trial of income management in the APY lands, assessments of that found while it helped with things like financial management, it only had a limited impact on substance use. Does that raise concerns that you could see similar results in Ceduna?
In some respects, those evaluations didn't surprise me. Only a smaller amount of people's welfare payments was being quarantined. What that meant was there was still a lot of cash around in their community to be able to purchase alcohol should people choose to do so. Now, in this instance, 80% of all income support recipients will receive this cashless Visa debit card, and because the broader community of welfare recipients will be on that card, we're hoping that collectively it will have a very significant reduction in the amount of alcohol which is consumed.
The federal government is hoping to announce a second trial site in Western Australia's Kimberley region shortly.
Natalie Whiting in Adelaide.